Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode 328 marks the 23rd of November of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 534 BC, Thespis of Icaria became the first recorded actor to portray a character on stage, which means he was either the best actor or the actor with the best agent. We know how this industry works, don't pretend we don't. Your guest today on the podcast is a man with one of the best agents around, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, and it's nice to have 15 minutes off from my hectic schedule, thanks to my agent who's I've had to lock him outside. I don't even hear him banging and thrashing on the door, saying that I could be doing something more commercially advantageous than this, Alice. But you know, you've got to. I think, however successful you get, you've got to set aside at least 15 minutes every fortnight to do something that's artistically valid.
That is fair. Coming up today, we'll be learning all the latest in Boris Johnson news, speaking of artistic validity. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, while Melania's SpaceX escape shuttle is about halfway to the for-profit prison colony on Mars, the escaped Elon Musk-chipped pigs are about a week ahead of her, almost in orbit over the constantly warring red planet. Pundits are speculating on the heady mix of pork and passion that is descending on the delicately balanced political ecosystem of that planet and what its results will be. Any unfounded speculations on that, Andrew?
No, but a heady mix of pork and passion is a pretty accurate summary of my honeymoon.
I let that pass. Meanwhile, Collins Dictionary has declared lockdown the word of the year for 2020, with 6 weeks still left of a highly fraught and eventful 2020. That's a bold move. I'd have gone with from the octopus people. I feel like that was definitely on the tip of everyone's tongues, at least during tentacle time, which runs at 6 p.m. on all terrestrial news channels around the world and which no one can remember. That's all the time we have for our headlines of stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because what's life without belief? And if you can believe in an anti-aging moisturizer, you can believe in anything. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Conspiracists Weekly. This week's magazine includes What Can Jet Fuel Melt? Is Patti LuPone a member of the Illuminati? And what is hiding in half a glass of water? Is it fluoride? Is it microchips? Is it a refreshing beverage?
I've heard about this magazine, and I don't think it actually exists.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Last Post.
That's all the time we have for your ad section, because now it's time for your top story. Top story today, Boris Johnson news. Andrew Zaltzman, you've been near the lair of the were-dragon himself. What's happening in the world of Boris Johnson right now?
Well, I mean, since the diagnosis of, I believe they're calling it lizardanthropy, I think it brought at least an element of clarity to British politics. I mean, it explains some of Johnson's more off-the-wall behaviour over the past, 56 years? And it's exciting, you know, he's the first Prime Minister with the ability to turn into a dragon that Britain has had since 1990. So it's an exciting new development. Obviously, you know, proof, all those who suspected, you know, a reptilian conspiracy running the world have been proved to be true, and it does make you wonder what other conspiracies are actually onto something. Maybe all of them. I mean, if the lizard people conspiracy is correct, then maybe all the conspiracy theories are correct. Well, where do you stand on that, Alice?
Well, I think if all the conspiracy theories are correct, I have a feeling that some of them will begin to cancel one another out.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They could all be true, and then of course none of them would be true.
Yes. Well, that's getting very confusing now. But I think that's in many ways what people want you to be confused by. That's what the government is trying to achieve, really, that level of confusion. And so no one really knows what's reality anymore. It goes right to the top.
I mean, we can all hope that the world is being run to some sort of plan rather than a chaotic mishmash of people's contradictory self-interests and perceived desires for power.
Well, yeah, I mean, you say people's, and of course, you know, in times gone by, it was, you know, God's similar desire for power, whether it be, you know, the Greeks in a team or the various solo gods who, understandably, you know, without, you know, other... Not the Greeks had it, you know, there were 12 of them, weren't there? The Olympian gods and all their underlings, like a, you know, parliament. At least there were some kind of checks and balances, but that's the problem with monotheistic religions, understandably leads to fairly high self-opinion. So, anyway, we're getting off the topic now. Johnson himself has been attempting to harness his newfound powers, not successfully, as whenever he's acquired newfound powers, things have gone disastrously wrong. He managed to burn down a primary school and the new maternity wing of a hospital just by breathing on them. He then claimed that the maternity wing wasn't needed because most babies just pop out like a crumpet from a toaster anyway. And some of his media seemed to lap that up. But interestingly, Alice, it's actually made him... It's given him a boost in popularity. It's made him more human, counterintuitively, the fact that it's turned out that he is, you know, at least part lizard. Because, you know, people couldn't believe that a human could be that awful. But now that they know that he's part lizard, it makes the human part of him more understandable. It gives him, you know, something that we can all relate to, I guess. So, I mean, this actually could pave the way for boosts for Johnson electorally for whenever the next general election is at some point in the next 100 years. So, I mean, he's spinning it hard for the Welsh vote at the moment already, and that seems to be going down quite well. I mean, during his human phases, there hasn't been any discernible change in his behaviour. Last week, he did a full Prime Minister's questions with only noises and no actual words, which is really where he's been heading ever since he became Prime Minister. He did an entire press conference on COVID, in which he just recited the 19th century nonsense poetry of Edward Lear. Again, it was viewed as slightly more coherent than many of his other COVID press conferences. He promised that when he finds the coronavirus, he's going to duff its head in good and proper, and then gave his personal list of the top 10 hottest wives of former prime ministers, and got extremely unsettling on the subject of Marianne Disraeli, put it that way.
Speaking of the Welsh, how do you think that Boris Johnson is going to go down against the Welsh Dragon in the scheduled finale of this season's Ideological Thunderdome?
Well, I mean, it's a meeting of minds, really, isn't it? And as much as bodies and the ability to breathe fire, I'm still not convinced the bout's actually going to go ahead. Johnson often finds a way to get himself out of difficult confrontations and then blame other people. So, I mean, it's possible that he could just, you know, throw his wife and young baby in front of the dragon for them to take the initial flames. That would be very much in character. It's possible that he could try to, you know, coax the dragon into Brexit talks. He is off to Brussels again this week for his own personal journey into the poppycock fields of Flanders. And it's... I don't know. It's
basically,
I mean,
forget the bullshit.
I mean, it's not often that he's actually fought his own battles. That's the thing. And you know, it's Michael Gove could, who's of course been known to be a lizard ever since sloughing his skin in excitement when the Brexit result came through. And you know, in many ways, there's a coherence to it now. There was a Freedom of Information request last week, and it's proved that Jacob Rees-Mogg, as suspected, shares 85%. Of the same DNA as a stegosaurus, and the other 15% is cactus. But interestingly, on another Freedom of Information request, Prince Philip, it turns out, is not a lizard, but is mostly barracuda.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Stephen, who says, "Dear Alice and current podcast tag team partner," that's you today, Andrew.
Hello.
"Remember to always be responsible and sanitize your hands before slapping out."
Right.
Oh, I assume this is a wrestling metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
Very apt. Yes. With Dwayne The Rock Johnson as the Vice President of America, I can understand that people are reading up on their wrestling histories, only marginally less interesting than American politics in terms of the number of sort of betrayals and switchbacks that occur.
Yeah. Angela Merkel was an incredible wrestler in her youth.
What was her signature move?
Well, she called it the Merk Jerk, which was like a sort of arm breaking behind the back maneuver that she was particularly adept at.
Yes, I preferred her early years where she was sticking with the acute angler. but then I'm a sort of a wrestling purist.
I guess so. But we just got results, yeah.
Continuing the letter, "I wish to complain about the last letter to the editor, as I have found it quite silly to the point of being stupid. Sincerely, Steve. P.S. I wish also to complain about the next letter." Steve, it feels like you've done my job for me here in terms of calling the letters to the editor stupid, which they mostly are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very, in some ways, you've sort of summarised modern civilization as well. You've criticised something that's already happened, something that you think is going to happen, without actually providing anything by way of constructive suggestion in between, Stephen. So well done for satirising human civilization in one simple missive.
Yeah, well, by participating in the sending of the letters to the editor, which I often find stupid, you've indicated that you enjoy the letters to the editor, but then you've also undermined the letters to the editor by calling them stupid, which is a pretty stupid thing to do, Stephen. Thank you for writing to us, though, but if you want to write to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com, which brings us to the end of the show today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I've got a new range of books. Actually, just some sports news has just come in. Yeah, Wimbledon was cancelled in the summer, ostensibly due to COVID, but also because no one could find the key to the dressing rooms from last year. But anyway, it's been held in secret. And the women's singles champion was the Duchess of Cambridge, whilst the men's title has been awarded to a hedge fund run by an old friend of Dominic Cummings and a cousin of Boris Johnson. I still think it should have gone out to tender, but anyway, it's just the way things happen these days. My new books, and it's really appropriate for the sort of lockdown world in which people have become really, really tired of self-improvement and trying to, you know, expand their range of skills. We've had enough of that now. And this is a range of books for the plateauing lifestyle, kind of self non-improvement books. Worsen Your Golf, mm-hmm. Don't Bake, Just Buy. And I've got a Don't Bother With series of, you know, one activity at a time that you shouldn't really bother with. Gardening, embroidery and knitting, explaining all the skills that you don't need to bother learning and why you shouldn't bother learning them. And also Ufflestery for the totally uninterested. Upholstery, but it's, you've got to read it, Ufflestery, to show how completely uninterested you are in it.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative Otitrige on Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes pass to my glamorous life. I'm changing some of the levels, and now I have a tea party that you can join weekly. The executive producer for this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable hench thug, Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.